ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुज्जीरयेत् नास्तप्रयश्वपादृषु नित्यं भगवतं सेवया भगवतम् उत्तमाश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैश्चिकी We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, Text 26 and 27. On the desk there is a Text 27. On the board. Mamotama shloka janeshu sakyam Samsara chakre brahmata svakarmabhi Tvanmaya yatma atma jadara gehe shiv Ashakta chittasya nanata puyat Mamot tamasloka janeshu sakyam Samsara chakre brahmata svakarmabhi Tvanmaya yatma atma jadara gahe shiv Ashakta chittasya nanata buyat Mamottama shloka janeshu sakyam Samsara chakre brahmata svakarmibhi Tvanmaya yatma atma jadara gahe shiv Ashakta chittasya nanata buyat Mamatama shloka janeshu sakyam Samachakre brahmata svakarmabhi Mottama sloka janeshu sakyam Samsara chakre brahmata svakarmabhi Tvanmaya yatma atma jadara geshi Ashakta chitasya nanata buyat Mamottama shloka janeshu sakyam Ashakta Ashakta Chitasya Nanata Bhuyat. Mama. Mai. Uttama Shloka Jeneshu. Among devotees who are simply attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sakyam. Friendship. Samsara Chakra. And the cycle of births and deaths. Brahmata. Who am wandering? Swakarma B. By the results of my own fruitive activities. Tvat Mayaya. By your external energy. Atma. To the body. Atmaja. Children. Dara. Wife. Geheshu. And home. Asakta. Attached. Chitasya. Whose mind. Na. Not. Nata. O my Lord. Bhuyat. May there be. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, my Master, I'm wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. My attachment to my body, wife, children, and home is continuing by the spell of your external energy. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness, and everything I have be attached only to you. I would like to read also text 26, which is a one before. O lotus-eyed Lord, as a baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look for their mother to return and feed them, and small calves tied with ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respects, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Purport. A pure devotee always yearns to associate personally with the Lord and render service unto Him. The example given in this regard, the examples given in this regard are most appropriate. A small baby bird is practically never satisfied except when the mother bird comes to feed it. A small calf is not satisfied unless allowed to suck the milk from the mother's udder. And a chaste, devoted wife whose husband is away from home is never satisfied until she has the association of her beloved husband. So here two verses, Vritrasura, he is speaking, and this is the final verses in the 11th chapter. And then the story of Vritrasura, it's very, very intricate and very interesting story. And we know in Srimad Bhagavatam, Rupa Goswami in Lagu Bhagavatamrita, he says that this story is one of the most controversial stories, because Vritrasura is in the form of a demon, and then he's fighting the demigods. And then later, as we will see, he's fighting Indra, the final battle, and then Indra, he eventually will kill him. But this story we will not go into, because it's coming then later. But today, in those two verses, there are several interesting points, and I would like to talk about them. The first one, in the verse 26, then Vritrasura, he's talking about four things. He's talking about baby birds who completely depend on their mother. Then he's talking about small calves who also completely dependent on the mother cow, and he's talking about wife who is waiting for her husband, and then he's talking about himself, and he's saying, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. And this is interesting to notice, because sometimes we think we're independent, sometimes or most of the times or all the times. And then, but here Vritrasura is saying that he's not independent at all. And then if we think about it for a moment, then what's going to happen to the baby birds who will not be protected by their mother, you know, by the mother bird? They will definitely die. And then what's going to happen to the calves who have no milk of their own mother? They will also die. But then the wife whose husband is away, we're not sure about it. Some ladies may be happy, some ladies may be sad, but I don't want to go in that direction, but probably she won't die, okay? Or, you know, most of the ladies, they won't die. And then if we don't have the opportunity to render direct service unto the Lord, if we're on the level of pure devotional service, then there is some difficulty. But unless we come to this point, then we think, yeah, okay, you know, devotional service is kind of nice. You know, we go to the program, we go to Mangal Arati, but then our meditation is sometimes diverted. And then we think about, you know, about our own life, which is somehow not connected to the Lord. And this is very sad, because Vritrasura says here he wants to render direct service unto the Lord. And then we know Prahlad Maharaj in the seventh canto, he's giving us the definition of direct service, which is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Dasyam Vandanam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. But then, you know, as soon as our morning program is finished, then our mind is running into its own ideas. And then we have to connect so many things in our life to Krishna, which is not exactly direct. And this is another difficulty, especially for householders. I mean, brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyas, it's pretty straightforward. Most everything is direct. They go Mangal Arati, they chant, they do their service, they take prasadam, it's all direct. It's all into category of 9 direct devotional service. But then for householders, it's a bit more complex. And then we have to think about it. How do we connect our own personal life, our house, our children, our wife, possessions, whatever we have, how do we connect it to the Lord? And then Vritrasura is praying for this. And then in the next verse, he's talking about friendship. And it's interesting to notice that he's not praying for any kind of liberation. And we know there are 5 kinds of liberation. One is impersonal liberation, and then 4 kinds of Vaishnava liberation, which is Sayuja, Sarupya, Samipya, and Sarsti, thank you, yes. And then he's not mentioned this in here. And the only thing he says is, therefore, I simply seek friendship in association of your pious and enlightened devotees. And we know Srila Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion, he mentions 64 items of, you know, how to perform devotional service. And then we know the 5 most important, those are the living in the holy dham, associating with devotees, render service to the deities, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and the last one, yes, chant the holy name. We shouldn't forget that one. And then among those fives, some people consider that the chanting of the holy name is the most important. But some say, devotees say, they say that the association of the devotees is most important. And why is that? Because all of those activities we should perform in association of devotees. We should chant in association of devotees, read Bhagavatam in association of devotees, we worship the deities. Obviously, it's not alone, you know, it's some devotees, we need some kind of help. And then we reside in the holy dham. And we come here for the association of devotees. So I would like to say something about friendship in Krishna consciousness, which is it's an important aspect of our life. And Krishna mentions to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 3, that I will reveal this transcendental knowledge to you because you are my devotee and you are my friend as well. And there are four types of friendship. And the first one is called Bandhu. And Bandhu, it comes from the word Bandha. And Bandha means connection. And this connection we have, and this connection described as a connection to the family, connection to the society, even connection to the spiritual society. But this connection is made from the jnana point of view. This connection, it's not very deep. We can say, yes, we're all family of Srila Prabhupada, but we don't see this connection as such, because we think it's a mental connection. We think, yes, we should be united, united we stand, and like this. But then this connection, it should go a little further. We shouldn't remain on this platform of Bandhu connection. And then the next one is a Mitra. And Mitra, it's more deep relationship, it's more friendship. And I've heard one devotee saying is that sometimes our society looks like as a society of lonely people, because we don't have those deep relations. And I hear also many devotees, they ask those questions. Yes, we practice Krishna consciousness, but sometimes I'm feeling lonely, and what should I do? And then the usual answer is, you know, you connect with Krishna, and then you connect with Guru, but we should try to connect with the devotees. This is a very important point, because our connection to the Guru and our connection to Krishna, it's, of course, some people have the fortune, some people, you know, they get close association of their Diksha Guru, but mostly is by Shiksha. And of course, connection with Krishna, it's very nice, but it's very distant as well. Because on our level of consciousness, we don't feel it, you know, very present in our life. Those who worship deities on the altar, dedicated pujaris, they might feel it little more. But then for, you know, general devotee, this connection, we chant the holy name, but sometimes our mind is wandering, you know, all over the place. And then we don't see this connection. So we should also try to develop our relationship with devotees and become more close, more friendly. But this Mitra level of connection, of friendship, it's not very deep. It's not as shallow as the Bandha connection, but it's not very deep. It basically comes to the platform of, you know, when we feel good together, when there's some festival, some nice activities, we take prasadam together, there's fun, then we're connected. But as soon as difficulty come from this personal connection, we tend to go into impersonal. And you know, I'm sure everybody has this experience. We have somebody we met, nice devotee, and then we feel connected, and then as soon as we need something, we try to call, there's no answer, and then we try to approach somebody, and then we feel a little cold, So we're not sure whether this connection is good enough. So we should definitely try and move to the next level. And this connection, the Mitra connection, it is says it's on the level of karma. Karma means we do something together which is pleasant, and then we feel connected, but it's not very deep connection. Then the next level, which is Ritrasura, he's using exact word. He's using here Sakyam. And then Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 4th chapter, verse number 3, he's also using this word Sakya. He's calling Arjuna Sakha. So this connection, the Sakyam, and this is what we know, because we say that Sakyam is relationship between Krishna and his friends in Vrindavan. And we know Shanta Rasa and Dasya Rasa, they are prominent in Vaikuntha. But then Golok relationship, they start from level of Sakya. I mean, of course, Dasya and Shanta, they are there, but the prominence is given from Sakya. This is the description of our acharyas, because 2.5 rasas, they exist in Vaikuntha. But then, you know, all 5 rasas in full, they exist in Vrindavan. Because in Ayodhya, there are also 5 rasas. But then there is Swakya and Parakya. So then, you know, Swakya is there between Lord Ramachandra and Sita Devi, but then Parakya isn't there, so it's not as complete, the Ayodhya relationship. So we know that then Sakya is very prominent in Vrindavan, and then Vritrasura here, and then Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, they mention the Sakya Rasa, and then this should be our inspiration. We should try to develop deep, loving relationship, friendly relationship with the devotees. And this is start from the level of Sakya. And of course, we know that this relationship is based on service. Because Krishna meant, it's not like a pleasure relationship. It means when good times come, we are together. And when bad times come, we're also together. Because Krishna was there for Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And this was a very challenging time for Arjuna. But still, he didn't give up this relationship. And then he guided him. Of course, it wasn't exactly Sakya. I mean, in the first chapter, we know already Arjuna took shelter in Krishna, but still, Sakya is very prominent. And then during the war, Krishna took the position of the guru, but then it came back right after the battle, you know, into Sakya relationship. And to develop this Sakya relationship, we have to be equal, more or less. And we know, even among the Pandavas, you know, with Yudhishthira, Krishna felt, you know, some respect because he was elder. And then for Bhima, he felt more close, but still Bhima was little elder. And then with Arjuna, it was completely equal. And then when with Nakula and Sahadev, they respected Krishna because he was more senior to them. So we have to feel close, but for this closeness, we need equal relationship, then we can come, and then we can associate, and we shouldn't feel that this person, yes, he's senior to me, and if the seniority is very, if the distance is too big, then it's not good. Either side, if this person is too senior, it's not as dynamic, and then if this person is too junior, then it's not going to happen also, because, you know, it should be equal. So this equal relationship based on service, this is what we are looking for in the friendly relationship with the devotees. And Krishna definitely should be in the center of this relationship, because as soon as we try, you know, Sakya Rasa without Krishna being in the center, then it becomes mundane, and then it goes into secondary rasa. And then we can see many times when people meet, they have fun, you know, they joke, this, that, but this is all secondary. And Srila Prabhupada, he says that all the original rasas, right in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second or third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, he says that the primary relationship, they don't exist as such in the material world. It's all about secondary. So we should keep Krishna in the center always. Then our relationship with other devotees will be dynamic, and then this Sakya Rasa will develop nicely, and we feel very satisfied inside, because it's very deep connection on the basis of Krishna consciousness. And this relationship, we will feel it's very real. It's not like we imitating, we read something, and it's mature relationship. So we should definitely inspire for this kind of relationship. And if we don't develop this relationship with other devotees, then what happens, we see this example, it's very sad example actually, then if we don't develop this loving relationship, then because we lack this relationship within our heart, then we look for this kind of relationship outside of Krishna consciousness or outside of our society. And then we go in, let's check out this one or this Swami or this mat or that mat. But we shouldn't do that, because there are so many wonderful devotees in our society. And Srila Prabhupada, he established ISKCON for association. And association shouldn't be superficial. It's not that we come only for Srimad Bhagavatam class, only for puja, only for festival, only for this or that, or glorification of just Vyasa Puja festival. No, we should develop nice relationship between ourselves. And this is very important, because nowadays we know there are many gurus. Before, it was one guru, only Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada kept everybody focused. But now we see there are many groups of devotees, which isn't bad. It's normal. We feel connected, or even more connected, with our God brothers, our God sisters. But we shouldn't forget that the whole society is about Krishna and Srila Prabhupada in the center. So we should keep this focus. And of course, there's one more level of friendship which is very high. It's called Suhrit. And then Suhrit means same heart. Basically, you share one heart. And this kind of relationship, it's difficult even to imagine what kind of relationship is there in the spiritual world between Krishna and his intimate devotees, you know, Priyasaka, it is called. So, Suhrit relationship, it's a little theoretical for us right now, but nevertheless, we should know it is there between Krishna and his intimate devotees. And it is there in Vrindavan. And basically what it means, it's I'm in his heart and he's in my heart, which means it's inseparable. We feel the pain, we feel the sorrow, we feel the happiness, we feel everything. You know, it's completely, you know, 100% tuned in. You feel the person like it's, you know, in material world actually it doesn't exist. Some people say there's connection between wife and the husband, and they feel one another like nothing, and you know, like everything, and but actually it doesn't exist. Although we can see some pieces here and there, but it's only pure unalloyed spiritual relationship. And this is the level of soul connection. But it all starts from Sakha. And we should seek this relationship and not become complacent, or not to become lazy actually. Because as devotees, our life is very busy. Before we came to Mayapur, I'd like to share some personal experience. I was thinking, because I was working really, really hard and trying to come and big family and this and that, and as soon as my idea was coming to Mayapur, means I will relax, I will enjoy Krishna consciousness in Mayapur. It's Audarya Dhamma, and everything's gonna be like really, really peaceful. But actually, you know, we couldn't find that because we're very, very busy. Very busy. And I know personally, and I see all serious sadhakas, they're very busy in their practice of devotional service. But we should spare some time to develop deep relationship with our fellow devotees. With community means something common. If we don't have, of course, deities are there, and then we see everybody comes for darshan, and we see everybody's dancing for kirtan and Srila Prabhupada, Guru Puja. It is all there, but as soon as we're out from the temple door, then, I mean, in the temple we see unity. But then outside of the temple, we see a lot of diversity. So we should not become lazy, and we shouldn't think, oh, I'm so busy already, like I see myself. Yeah, I'm really busy. You know, I study, I do this, and I maintain the family. It takes so much energy, and this and that. But then we should try to find some time in our busy schedule, and then we should really try hard to develop this deep, you know, loving relationship in our community. And I know management, they try also very hard. They try to bring us together, they organize festivals, and then Ratha Yatra is coming soon. Of course, it's universal, it's a Jagannath, Lord of the Universe, everybody will come, and then, you know, we'll dance and chant and meditate on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he danced, and like this. But then also we should find some private time with our devotees, our neighbors, and then try to develop deep loving relationship amongst ourselves, and not to think we're too busy, or we are like too senior, or we're too junior, or there's no equal to me, you know, it's like, who's equal? So we shouldn't do like that. And then just one short example of this Suhrit relationship. It is between Narottam Das Thakur and Ramachandra Kaviraj and Srinivas Acharya. They have this, and then we can feel it in the bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur. He always mentions those Suhrit friends. So it is possible. I mean, they are on their own level. You know, they're big, you know, acharyas, devotees, pure devotees of the Lord. But nevertheless, we should aspire for this kind of relationship. So thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Please grab the mic. Turn long.
Thank you, Prabhu, for the class. I have a question on Suhrid. I don't remember the verse, but I have heard somewhere Krishna is Suhrid Sarva Bhutanam. I'm not very sure.
Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam.
Yeah. So is it not possible to realize that relationship based on strength with one's guru and process of sadhana?
Yeah, it is possible. But he is in the heart of every living entity. So he is there. But we should recognize that he is there. And if we recognize, this is the first step. We recognize, and then we try to develop this relationship. But it's not going to be easy. Why? Because this relationship is a bit distant. That's why we need guru. That's why we need devotees. Because distance, you know, like saying, like in Christianity, we see that God, it's very distant. So they don't really care. We know it's. I mean, we know philosophically, we know much more than them. But still, if it's distant, although he's distant, but he's also within the heart, and we know that. But how often do we remember that Krishna is in my heart? Like just for a moment, think about it. How often during the day or during the japa, we remember that Krishna is sitting there and he listens, you know, to our rounds. I mean, for me, it's not that often. Eh? Sometimes it's here and there. Yeah, we can develop, but it's gonna take some time. But in the meantime, we shouldn't neglect our relationship with the devotees. This was my point. Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Can you give the microphone, please?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class. No, it's just a comment on the verse. I think it's Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now, when Vritasura is making these prayers, Vritasura, yeah?
Yeah, Vritasura. Okay.
So when he's making these prayers, first he's like a baby bird who's dependent on his mother for food. He can't fly. I want to be like that, completely dependent on the. But if another bird comes to the nest, they'll also open their mouth. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's right.
If we are humans, when I'm just small,
can you speak a little louder, please?
When I was younger, we used to go around and climb trees and things like that. And you find a bird's nest and you put your hand there somewhere near it, and they immediately they open their mouths. Yeah, we're not their mother, we're their kids. But he said, no, that's not such a good example, because if anybody goes there, they'll open their mouths for food. So not really. So a cow is better, because the calf is better, because the cow is moo, 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 moo. He wants his milk, he wants his milk. So he's much better of his mother. He won't go to another mother. He wants his mother. But as soon as he's taken the milk from his mother, then okay, he goes away again. So even the mother, so then Vishnu, then he's pretty sure saying, no, that's not a good one. So then the next best one. The best one is the young housewife. She's married and they're separated from her husband. She's longing for him to come back. So that relationship eternally exists. They don't stop that. The other relationships, they can break, but the relationship with the husband and wife, that never breaks. So there was a progression here. He's explaining that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.